All right, the first vaccine to protect babies against one of the most common respiratory viruses took a major step forward today. Advisors to the Food and Drug Administration endorsed the vaccine to guard newborns against RSV. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein joins us now. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Elsa.
So I remember RSV surged over the winter, and it was such a big deal at the time. But can you just remind us how big of a problem RSV is in a typical year?
Sure. You know, yeah, RSV came roaring back with a vengeance last fall, playing a big role in last winter's miserable triple-demic, you know, overwhelming children's hospitals around the country. Mm-hmm. But even in normal years, RSV is a huge problem each fall and winter. Most kids will catch RSV in their first year of life. For most, RSV just causes a cold, but 2 or 3% of newborns will be hospitalized for RSV, making it the leading cause of hospitalization for very young babies. As many as 80,000 babies end up in the hospital each year because of RSV, and between 100 and 300 die, according to the CDC. Here's Dr. Eric Simoes from the Children's Hospital of Colorado, who spoke on behalf of Pfizer, which developed the new vaccine.
There's nothing more distressing for parents than the frightened look of their three-month-old infant struggling to breathe, being unable to feed.
The first vaccine to protect older people who are also at high risk for RSV was just approved by the FDA, but despite decades of efforts to find a vaccine that can protect babies, this is the first time an RSV vaccine for newborns has made it this far.
Oh, really? So is there something special about this vaccine to have made it so far?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, we typically think of vaccines as a shot we get to protect ourselves against, say, the flu or COVID. Mm-hmm. But there's a twist with this one. It's a shot that pregnant people get 6 to 9 months into their pregnancies to protect their babies for the first six months after they're born. It works by stimulating the pregnant person to generate protective antibodies, which are then passed to the developing fetus in the womb. And in a big study involving thousands of pregnant people conducted by Pfizer, the shot was almost 82% effective at protecting babies against severe RSV in their first 3 months of life and 69% effective at protecting them against severe disease in the first 6 months.
That sounds pretty good. Are there any concerns about the vaccine? Any downsides?
Yeah, you know, a previous experimental vaccine ended up actually making RSV worse without protecting babies. And even though that was way back in the 60s, that specter has kind of cast a shadow over this whole field. Now, there's no signs of that problem with this vaccine, but there was a lot of concern about a little hint that those who got vaccinated might be more likely to give birth prematurely. Here's Dr. Paul Offit from the University of Pennsylvania.
I worry that if preterm births are in any way a consequence of this vaccine, that would be tragic.
But then Dr. William Gruber from Pfizer argued that the clear benefits of the vaccine outweigh unproven risks.
The question is, do you hold hostage the potential benefits of the vaccine for something for which you have no statistical significance?
And then in the end, the FDA advisory committee voted unanimously that the vaccine is effective, but the committee then voted 10-4 that the vaccine is also safe.
Okay, so the committee likes what they see in this vaccine. What happens next?
The FDA will now consider the advisors' votes and decide what to do, and it has to make a decision by August 21st. I should mention that the agency is also considering approving this vaccine for older people, too, as well as what's known as a monoclonal antibody to protect babies. So, you know, after decades of frustration trying to find ways to fight RSV, there's finally some possible options coming to protect, you know, this fall and winter.
That's great news. That is NPR health correspondent Rob Stein. Thank you so much, Rob.
Oh, you bet.